welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report for Wednesday, the 28th of December. And I hope we're able to have a good connection with Harley Schlanger in Berlin, German Democratic Republic. Welcome back, Harley, during the holidays.
Actually, I'm in the Free Republic of Austria tonight.
Ah, okay. That's right. I think we sent over a number because we had to connect, I think, by phone, or we're not? Are we connected by Skype or phone?
No, we're hooked up by Skype.
It's just sounds a little bit, scratchy there for a second. It sounds a little better now. There's a number of things cooking, and I'd like you to comment on them. The Berlin terror bombing. What really happened? What are the consequences? What's going on in Europe and in terms of nationalism?
Well, let's start with something that I think is more fundamental, which is that President Obama is going out of office on a tear to try to destroy the potential for any change of his policies. He is saying that the U.S. is prepared to retaliate against Russia with sanctions and other kinds of activities. Now, since he made those threats, we've seen the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Turkey, and then this tragedy last week where a plane went down with the Russian military chorus. Now, it may well be that the plane that went down was pilot error. The Russians will comment on that in a day or two. But today, Obama had a press conference to, again, threaten Putin and basically to threaten Trump, to say that he's going to do things, that Obama's going to do things that will make it difficult for Trump to change his policy. Now, that's a violation of the tradition of the outgoing president, who does things to make things easier for the incoming president. Obama is trying to keep us on a course toward war so that Trump can't change it. Now, I think that's where you see the most dangerous threat, that Obama still has, 24 days, 23 days in office? This
right.
guy has been an increasing menace to the lives and security of every single person on this planet.
Well, look at the policies that he and John Kerry did. Now, I watched most of John Kerry's presentation this morning, and it's extremely schizophrenic. I'd like to hear your analysis, and I'll give mine. But the statements he makes are in direct conflict with each other. It's very schizophrenic in terms of the way he approaches the geopolitics and the reality on the ground.
Well, I'll tell you that I have a certain sympathy for Kerry, because I don't think he's the monster that Obama is, but he's paralyzed. He's afraid to break with Obama. If Kerry were an honest man, he would say, I've been presiding over a policy which is disastrous for the United States and the rest of mankind. Instead, he turns to the Russians, he turns to others and says, I'll try to make things easier. But then he comes out and spouts Obama's line. So what we're seeing with Kerry, I think you're right, there's a schizophrenia there. But it represents the split between what an ordinary human being would do in these situations and what an evil satanic figure like Obama is demanding.
Right.
So once you understand that Obama is an evil satanic figure, what you see is that the rest of the world is reacting to that. We had the report yesterday that Erdogan of Turkey came out and said they have evidence, absolute slam dunk evidence, of U.S. arming and aiding ISIS. And Kerry's subordinate, Kirby, came out and said, it's absurd that anyone would say this. And yet today in the German media, there were stories about the warnings that U.S. aid was going to ISIS, including the man pads, the weapons that can shoot planes down. Now, also, the Turkey-Russia-Iran alliance to bring peace to Syria is moving ahead. They're going to meet in Kazakhstan in January. But today, there was an agreement signed between Turkey and Russia to have a ceasefire in Syria toward all rebel groups except al-Qaeda and ISIS. Now, who do you think spoke out against the ceasefire? The Obama administration. So they're saying that Russia is committing atrocities in Syria, while the U.S. is refusing to go along with the agreements that are being reached by parties in the region to try and stop the killing.
Right.
So if you're an American listening to this program, you are still living under an outlaw regime. Your president is an immoral killer who, under the Nuremberg Codes, should be condemned to death.
Right.
Now, that's not an exaggeration or some kind of...
No, it's not. I mean, firstly, if those man pads are delivered and start shooting down Russian jets, we could have a thermonuclear war right away.
Bill,
not that Russia wants this, but...
American jets.
Yeah, American jets. Again, we shoot into any of the... Remember, they can shoot down either side. Here's some of the details that I found out from my other sources. Firstly, the deal with Iran was neither signed by Iran nor the Obama. It was actually put through the United Nations that if there's a very low threshold, that if they cross that threshold, Iran, it would justify Israel and America and NATO attacking Iran. Now, they don't want to attack Iran because Russia is tied directly to them, and Syria can hit Israel, and Israel is covered with Iron Dome. Now, Israel and Saudi Arabia have co-agents that are in both secret services. People need to know that. They need to know that Israel houses and takes care of people injured in their ISIS fighters in Israeli hospitals. I've even talked to an anesthesiologist who's taking care of one of the ISIS fighters just within months, okay? Now, what the abstention of America at the United Nations vote did is it took away the land for peace issue so that it pushes Israel back to the 1967 border so they have no land to trade for peace. So the two-state solution, instead of what Kerry's saying is actually supported, it's actually they've killed it and guaranteed that there's going to be a really big conflict between the state of Israel that's now in a state of desperation because all of these United Nations that have voted against them have taken land off the table. That's the reality.
Well, and you can't see this outside of the broader context, which is that Obama has lost.
Right.
He's lost everything. Everything he's tried to do has been worse for the United States.
Well,
and the rest of the world...
But he's very, very successful. His plan was to make America a post-colonial nation. He has not failed. This guy is remarkably successful. It's just that his goals are completely satanic, anti-American, and anti-constitutional. He's not a failure. He's a remarkable success.
Yeah, he's a success for doing what the globalists and the real satanic forces of the Rothschild bankers, the British Secret Service, the royal family, the Israeli Mossad, and the CIA intend. He's been successful at that. The problem is their plans are no good and could lead to nuclear war or a collapse of the United States. Now, while he's doing that, the Russians, the Chinese, the Indians, and now increasingly there have been feelers coming from France, Italy, Germany, and others to Russia, to China, basically saying, we are not going to stick with this much longer. The problem is that as long as Obama's in office, unless Putin continues to be very sharp and outflank Obama, you could have a situation where a war could break out because of a drone shot in some area or something of that sort.
I'll tell you how that won't happen, because I know how smart the Russians are. They've already deployed the S-300 and S-400 systems. They couldn't put a bird in airspace that the Russians don't want or are surveilling. So the idea that they're going to be able to do a shoot down or do what they want to do, because obviously Obama wants to create more crises to back Trump into a situation that he can't back out of. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to box him into a situation.
Bill, wait, let me just cut you off there and say something.
Go ahead.
That's exactly right. The intent is to force Trump to stick with the agenda of the globalists.
Right.
Now, Trump, has so far very successfully refused to fall for the whole Obama line of Russia's done it, Russia's the problem. He's not going to fall for that. The problem is that if you create a circumstance where a so-called rogue nation, whether it's Israel, whether Iran feels threatened and they launch something, you create a circumstance where it doesn't matter how well the Russians know what's going on, you start the dominoes falling toward nuclear war.
Right.
That's what Obama's doing. Now, Obama's doing it based on an assessment that either the Russians would back down or that the threat of an insane lunatic in the United States launching a nuclear war will cause Russia to back down. The Russian military has made it clear they're not going to back down. Putin has made it clear he's going to do everything he can diplomatically to avoid that.
Right.
But with Obama, you're dealing with a wild card, a joker, you might say, who has no concern with the interests of mankind.
He does look like the Joker, too, doesn't he? He could try out for the part.
Well, he does. And therefore, you're dealing with someone who's willing to take risks that no sane person would ever take.
Right.
Now, this is where we see that the defeat of Hillary Clinton may have rescued mankind from disaster, provided we can make it till January 21st.
Oh, that's only the first. It's like there's an ancient Israeli statement, and you probably remember this in the Bible, that says you escaped, you know, the bear to be confronted by the lion, and then you got in your tent, and a giant snake attacked you, and you had to attack it. I mean, so we just got past the bear, but now the lion is coming, and then when we get to our tent, there'll be a snake there. So people need to realize.
That's why there are two important things that people need to realize, that as evil as Obama is, he doesn't have a lot of options. And we have two immediate options that could completely outflank everything the globalists are doing.
Right.
The first is Glass-Steagall,
right,
to take away the power of the Wall Street bankers that they're using to try to hem Trump in. Secondly, it would be for the U.S. to join with Russia and China and the BRICS nations to say, you know, this financial system is bankrupt. We're going to go to a new system. Now, this is not the new system that a lot of pessimistic people think is the case. There are a lot of people out there who say, oh, the Rothschilds set up the BRICS because they intend to create a new system that will replace their old system. The Rothschilds are 100% against the BRICS. The R in BRICS is not for Rothschild, it's for Russia.
Right.
They're out to destroy Putin. Putin knows what he's up against. He's a very clever guy, but there are limits to his power.
Yeah, well,
we in the United States have to do our job to make sure that we get through to January 20th, 21st. We got through the whole Electoral College debacle. We got through the Russia did it stuff. But we really do have to have positive policies implemented within the first 100 days. I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing from Michael Flynn, what I'm hearing from General Kelly, and we're not hearing much from them. What they're basically saying is they're not going to be bound by the commitments of Barack Obama.
Right. Let me put a few bullet points, and I want you to comment on them. The solution starts with Glass-Steagall, not just here but in Europe. The second part is we need to have a Bretton Woods-type system like after the Second World War, where we set up a fixed exchange rate system and then back it by gold, so that the countries like China can't manipulate the currency that's taken off the table with all these tariffs and so on. Russia can start expanding their economy. We can stop the barrier between Russia and Europe and expanding their trade and transfer of technology. And we can literally rebuild the Silk Trail. So that's step number two. Step number three is we need to start considering the idea of not a two-state solution, but a multi-state solution for the Middle East. And what I mean by is we have a rise now with nationalism in Europe of the United States of Europe, which I think is a good thing, because nationalism can exist in nations like Italy. At the same time, there are transnational European issues that need to be dealt with a federalized government like the United States.
Let me just stress that one quickly, because that's a very important point. The original idea of a united Europe was put forward by Charles de Gaulle, who is no great supporter of Wall Street or the City of London, as you know.
Right.
And Konrad Adenauer, who is responsible, the most responsible person in Germany for the German economic miracle. Their idea was that you could unify Europe around a competent system that would allow for expanded trade within Europe, but also for Europe to take on the task of building up the so-called developing sector, or the post-colonial world.
Right.
And Adenauer and de Gaulle said, look, if we just compete with each other, each of us could produce more steel than is needed. But if we coordinate our efforts and figure out what are the needs for the next 20 years, how many steel mills do we need, what kind of new technologies can we bring online to increase the productivity, then we can work in harmony toward accomplishing what Roosevelt called the common interests of mankind.
Exactly.
That was the original idea of Europe. It was not to destroy the power of every parliament and every national government to act for their people.
Right, and in fact, that's what's caused this backlash, but it's also hamstringing the nations like Greece so they can't rebuild their economy. For example, I found out right directly from people inside Greece that they have an overabundance of olives, grapes, and other material, just even agricultural and tourism, and they can't sell them because the European community has hamstrung them and say, no, you're not allowed to do that. This is ridiculous.
They've actually done everything they can to destroy Greece, and right. In fact, one thing that Tsipras did, and he's not a great leader, he buckled under the pressure, but right. Tsipras stood up to the EU and gave out a Christmas bonus to people on state support, which right. now includes about a quarter of the population because of the effects of the European collapse in Greece.
And an austerity fascism, I call it. Yeah. Which is, by the way, remember now, I talked to an Irish member of the local parliament there in Britain, and he told me, this is like 3 years ago, 85% of legislation is rubber stamped by bureaucrats in Brussels. It has nothing to do with local elected representatives in any country in Europe. This is ridiculous.
No, it's a bureaucracy in Brussels that represents the banks. What Tsipras did was recognizing that the people in Greece are living on the equivalent of about $200 a month.
Right.
The ones who get state support. Now, that's called by the bankers a luxury. But people can't even survive with that. So he offered 400 euros per family for Christmas. And the EU sanctioned him. They said that he's violating EU policy. And he basically said, is EU policy to kill the people of Greece?
Of course.
And so we're seeing that kind of backlash.
Well, here's what I see going to rise. And this is, again, also based on the Bible. If you actually read the parts of the Testament that talk about the post-arrival of Yeshua HaMashiach and they call it the millennial kingdom or whatever, is where there's the United States of the Middle East, there's the United States of Europe, but they work in peace, and the nations can still work together. For example, the next thing that needs to happen, we could see it forming, is that we're going to start having a push and pull, an alliance with China and Russia, instead of this military buildup that's ridiculous, like in the South China Sea. We can collaborate to get rid of extreme Islam. We can set up safe zones and message so that moderate Muslims, again, there's three groups, moderate Muslims that want to integrate, Islamists who don't want to integrate, which is really bad, including many of them in America, they're homegrown, and then the jihadists that come out of them. If we coordinate it with Muslims, we can get rid of the jihadists, and they can start going through what the Catholic Church did six centuries ago, and stop killing the Albigensians and the other people that broke away from the Catholic Church. In fact, much of the Protestant Reformation occurred only because the Muslims attacked and the Catholic Church was distracted by the Muslim invasion of Europe, which saved the hides of the Protestants. People don't know that, do they?
Well, you know, in terms of the Middle East, if you defeated the support for terrorists that comes from Saudi Arabia, Qatar,
right.
and the United States, you wouldn't have a terror problem.
Exactly. But remember, Saudi Arabia had its original help from Londonistan, which is the city of London, and the bankers, and the British Empire that became the United Nations, which is why these are all tied together into one neat satanic package. So, Arlie,
you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. Hurley, there's some interesting factoids here. We talked about this. If you actually take the scriptures of the Bible and you look what's going on, at some day God has said, I will make Assyria and Egypt and so on my handiwork and my handmaidens. But he's basically saying they can be independent nations just like the nations in Europe of Italy and France and so on. But there needs to be an overarching kind of like a federalized system that maintains not only peace between the nations, but also maintains things that prevents financial finagling and evil that will result in war. And again, this is what's going on a global scale. The fact that the bankers in Europe are fighting against Russia and China is the handiwork of Satan that ultimately goes from the financial phase to the nuclear phase, to the war phase, to the mass death phase, to the extinction level phase of the end of humanity on Earth. And people need to see that oftentimes before any world war, there's decades of financial dirty deals going on before the final conflict breaks out in physical destruction. And that's what's happening, isn't it?
Well, and let me give a little perspective on something which I think is necessary to do this time of year. I think we ought to take a moment to memorialize the people from the Russian, the Alexandrov chorus who died. There's a beautiful video on YouTube of them singing God Bless America at an event in Washington, D.C.,
right,
where a tenor, whose name I think is Osipov, sings a solo part. He died in the crash.
Right.
The whole purpose of that chorus, even though it was called the Red Army Chorus, and it's still called the Red Army Chorus as its subtitle,
right,
their purpose was to bring together nations around a common cultural sense of the beauty of human beings and their actions to develop their nations.
Right.
They have recordings singing God Bless America, the Star-Spangled Banner, Ave Maria. You know, this is not a group of communist ideologues.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. Russia right now is more Christian than America. That's how crazy it is.
Well, and I just think it's worth taking a moment to commemorate those soldiers who were planning, as the USO does, to go to Syria to do something for the morale of the troops there.
And that's why the plane went down. So it's a moral attack on Russia, as well as probably an attack to say, you know, we're not going to put up with Russia coming in as the peacemaker of the Middle East, because now that Aleppo has been released, peace is going to take hold whether Obama's in office or not. And with Trump there, I guarantee you that the possibility of a real peace in the Middle East can happen.
And let's take a look at one of the things that happened around this, because I don't know, the Russians are fairly convinced this was not terrorism, but if it was, they'll come out and say it.
Right.
But the Ukrainian, the chief advisor to the Ukrainian defense minister said, why are the Russians surprised that we're cheering this crash? After all, these were people representing the army that's oppressing us.
Right.
Now, Maria Zakharova, the Russian spokesman for the foreign ministry, said, doesn't this tell you something about the people running the government in Ukraine, that they can't even recognize for a moment a national tragedy of this sort? Mm. And you see the same thing. Obama's been silent on it. Obama was silent and still is silent about the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Turkey. That's why I say we're dealing with a satanic force in the world,
right,
that actually loves the killing. They worship it. Obama was not being sarcastic when he bragged, I'm really good at killing. Who would have ever thought it? When he was referring back to these Tuesday afternoon sessions where he and John Brennan, his co-conspirator for crimes against humanity.
Coal mold from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Wahhabism.
And Brennan and these guys faced the possibility of war crime trials, including Obama. And if Obama were smart, he'd keep his mouth shut, he'd go surfing in Hawaii, and he'd let Trump come in. By doing what he's doing, he's creating an environment where Trump very well may turn on him and say, you know what? You protected Bush, but I'm not going to protect you. We're going to throw the book at you. And that's why it's important that Erdogan is saying there's evidence of U.S. support for ISIS, and so are the Iranians.
Wow. Even Erdogan's saying that. Isn't that wild? My gosh. Amazing.
Yeah.
Back in a moment with Harley.
Hey, Bill.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. And Harley, you got some information about the Berlin terror attack. Was it real? Was it a false flag? What's happening as a response to it? What's the situation with Angela Merkel? Where is this going in terms of the Germans deciding to use metadata to track people that they know are dangerous in the first place? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's as to whether it's real or not, the important thing is not. You never know with these kinds of things because it's so easy to take these loose cannons and trigger them and set them up to do things and then kill them.
So yeah, that's kill them. So yeah, in other words, you basically got a subject that's it's almost like having a firecracker, and all you have to do is light it, and boom, it blows up.
And you have such strange things as the fact that these guys who are the ones who are not suicide bombers, for some reason they keep leaving their passports behind.
That's a false flag type of a marker. Also, there was apparently a pig that was slaughtered there. There wasn't proper blood in the area. We've talked about some of these data. But I'm thinking, what was the purpose of staging this, if it was staged, other than to try to get rid of Merkel? And, you know, who would have staged it? Is it the Germans or some faction thereof? Or is it Western intelligence like the CIA? You know, who's going to benefit?
As you know, going back to the 1960s and 70s with the Red Brigades in Italy, the Bader-Meinhof in Germany, all these terrorist groups were essentially part of a NATO operation called Operation Gladio,
right,
which was run out of the city of London, which was designed to destroy any government which did what de Gaulle did, which was pull out of NATO.
Right.
You know, de Gaulle didn't trust the West for good reason, and he said, why should we risk Paris because the U.S. might go to war with Russia?
Right.
So you had these terror operations that have been run for a long time, initially targeting political leaders, union leaders. Later on, they targeted people like the banker Alfred Herrhausen of Deutsche Bank, who, when the wall came down, said, look, why don't we work with Russia and work with Eastern Europe? And he was murdered. He was a top advisor to Helmut Kohl at the time. Right. So in terms of the terrorism, is it real? Is it false flag? I mean, the important question is not that. The important question is, what is the effect? And what's happening is that you have a growing chorus of disenchantment with the governments of Europe. I mean, there's no way Hollande could be reelected to anything, so he dropped out. Renzi in Italy is in a mad scramble to try and win an election sometime next year, which probably won't happen.
Right.
And Merkel herself is in danger. Now, Merkel just sent her top security advisor, a guy named Christoph Heusgen, to Washington, where he was pulled aside by the Obama people, Brennan and others, and basically told Merkel's got to be the one who reads the Riot Act to Trump. Now, Heusgen's
Riot Act,
bit,
just a second now. You got to speed roll that back. How can she read the Riot Act to Trump considering the way she's operating?
Well, what she would say is, you don't understand Putin. We do. We've dealt with this. And it's a line that's not going to affect Trump.
Trump has a personal relationship with the oligarchs and with Putin. He knows them for years. Why would she think that her little opinion means anything?
Well, it's not, obviously, it's not her little opinion. It's all the people who were banging on the doors of Trump's transition team saying, let us in, let us in. Now, this is where one of the most fascinating developments has happened.
Right.
Because Lyndon LaRouche, for many, many years, has been identified as one of the leading opponents of Henry Kissinger, for good reason, because Kissinger was a killer, he was a liar, he was a manipulator. But maybe because he lived a long time and realized that some of the things he did were wrong,
right?
He's totally rational on the question of Putin and Russia.
Right.
He's totally rational as well on the question of China.
Right.
And he says, look, the Chinese have problems, but we can work with them.
Right.
And he has Trump's ear.
Yeah, now, he does. That's amazing to me. And the thing is, here's Kissinger, who we think would be the devil, actually is talking rational, giving good advice. It also means that people like Lyndon LaRouche also probably have a channel to have Trump's ear as well, because the policies that Lyndon have talked about for decades should have been put in place, including U.S. Space Command and Star Wars systems, because I talked to the four-star general sitting between Mr. Gorbachev or Mr. Reagan and Gorbachev at a dinner back many years ago in Washington, D.C. And, of course, Gorbachev freaked out when he realized what would happen. But if Lyndon's plan had been put in place, a lot of the things that would have stabilized the world in terms of nuclear weapons would have been done. But they're not.
And Reagan was a supporter of that. The Democrats who say Reagan was a warmonger are idiots.
Right.
Reagan had a public persona of being tough on these questions, but he didn't want to fight.
He knew that if he could collaborate with Russia, we could make a space shield that would make any rogue nation incapable of striking any Western or Eastern power, and it would make the proliferation of nuclear weapons a waste of time.
Well, and then, so you take the question of Kissinger and Trump. Now, Kissinger's point is very clear, and Kissinger's saying the same thing Gorbachev's saying.
Right.
You could stumble into a nuclear war if you play this game. And he's saying to Trump, he's encouraging Trump to reach out to Putin. Kissinger has said Putin is the best Russian ruler maybe in history.
Oh, yeah. I think he's better than Peter the Great that founded Russia 500 years ago.
Yeah. Now, what the other thing that comes up then is, you've asked the question, well, what would Merkel, you know, why would Merkel do this? Merkel is in a position with Obama as president and with the NATO leadership controlled totally by U.S. and British CIA, MI5, and also with the hand of Israeli Mossad in there. Their whole policy is to provoke Russia to war. Now, Merkel is under enormous pressure to stick to that. And what she personally believes, we don't know. But some of the people around her are starting to say, look, Obama's going to be gone. We have no stake in this fight. Why don't we lift the sanctions and make a change. Now, Obama went to Berlin and spent two full days with Merkel to impress on her that she can't do that. Now, Hoyskin came to the U.S., and he was basically told the same thing. There are reports from people in German military and former diplomats and others that there are people around Merkel saying, once Obama's gone, we can make a change, but until he's gone, we have to keep this same line going.
Why are they continuing the facade when it's so dangerous? Because although it's only 3 weeks, a hell of a lot can happen in 3 weeks.
Well, because they're cowards. But this brings up another interesting question, the question of Ukraine. Ukraine is about to collapse physically.
Right.
Its debt has grown enormously under the International Monetary Fund policies. The oligarchs running Ukraine around Poroshenko are stealing everything.
Well, you should understand that Poroshenko is called the chocolate king, but he's also the drug king and the prostitution king. And he's a dual Israeli, a Ukrainian citizen. I mean, what could be worse for Ukraine?
Well, the only thing that's stabilized in Ukraine is Crimea. And, you know, the idea that the Europeans are going to risk a nuclear war with Russia over Crimea is laughable. So,
especially when 95% of the citizens of Crimea are Russian, and the former capital several hundred years ago was Kiev. It was the capital of Russia several hundred years ago.
Kievan Rus, that's where the Christianization of Russia was launched.
Exactly.
So what you have is a developing political geometry or a paradigm outside of the control of NATO and Wall Street and London. And they don't like it, but they're about to lose their linchpin, which was the U.S. presidency, which they've controlled more or less since Bush Sr. You know, Clinton sometimes rebelled against them, but he was...
Bush Sr., the CIA operative and head of the CIA, and a devilishly evil man.
You know, isn't it funny when people say, well, what do you expect from Putin because he was in the KGB? Putin was just a lieutenant colonel in the KGB. Bush was the CIA director.
And he's so bad he makes Brennan look like a puppy.
Yeah. So what you're seeing now is this old paradigm collapsing. It collapsed with Brexit. It collapsed with the Italian referendum. Hollande is out. Sarkozy is out. Merkel is the last one standing. In Germany, they say Merkel is the last pantsuit standing. Now, how long is she going to stand if she keeps losing? The CDU, which in the last election won, I think, 37 or 38% of the vote, is down to 30% in the polls. Now, the group that's making headway is not a good group. The Alternative for Deutschland is a hodgepodge. There's no Trump in it. And it's got a
you're
bunch
talking
of,
about an alliance of smaller parties with different viewpoints, is what you're saying.
Well, it's worse than that. It actually includes what used to be called the neo-Nazis in Germany.
Oh, God.
You know, what the liberals in the United States say that Trump is, which is false, the AfD is closer to that.
Uh-oh.
Now, the problem is that the Social Democrats have no policy. The CDU has no policy. What's interesting is the CDU... Bavarian partner called the Christian Social Union is actually emerging with more power. And there may be a challenge to Merkel from Horst Seehofer, who's Bavaria is Munich, it's southern Germany. It's probably the most prosperous part of Germany now because of the auto and machine tool sectors, space and things of that sort.
Right.
And Seehofer was in Russia recently where he met with Putin and he said, look, this man is someone we can work with. So Germany, what happens when Germany recognizes that with Obama gone, there's no need for Germany to be a hard ass against Russia?
Right.
This shifts the whole of Europe. Now, under those circumstances, Trump is sitting in the catbird seat because he can say to Putin, let's work these things out. Let's work together to crush terrorism. And then let's work together on infrastructure. And I think this is where we're going to see the real issue is going to be the fight inside the Trump administration over infrastructure. Will it be a phony public-private partnership, which means the corporate guys, the same corporate cartels, determine what the infrastructure projects will be based on how much money they can make? Or will it be a Franklin Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, what does the nation need? infrastructure plan based
on... Well, they have to prioritize. The first thing are roads and bridges are breaking down. Literally, the rebar is breaking. The second level is our seaports and our airports. And the third level is the infrastructure for gas lines, which are deteriorating and in danger of exploding all over the country, and water supplies that are dangerous, like in Flint, Michigan.
But, Bill, we do need all those things. The question of financing really does get to the core, though, because the Wall Street guys are going to try and use this to do with Trump.
That's real simple to do. All they need to do is set up bonds. If they set up a bond, a public bond, then anybody can invest in the bond. You don't have to have a, quote, single super corporate billionaire that waltzes in and says, well, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this. And then they dictate to the government what priorities are happening.
Well, now you know that and I know that, but most of your listeners don't know that what the Goldman Sachs and the J.P. Morgan guys and the others are saying to Trump is do a tax cut and encourage corporations to invest. That's not going to work.
No.
Trump has, if he listens to what he's getting from LaRouche and a handful of others, Paul Craig Roberts and others, he's going to say, we're going to go with what you're talking about, the big infrastructure push, or what LaRouche calls developing a new platform of development.
Right.
And do it with national credit through the banking system, the private banking system that's been cleaned up by Glass-Steagall. Then you've got a recovery policy.
Right. Then you have things like, for example, one of the things that just happened is we need to have a what I call a supernet. In other words, fiber optic cabling of the entire nation. Little tiny nations or nations that are really developed, like South Korea, everything is fiber optic. That needs to happen. The digital age is it. The most valuable thing in the future is going to be data. Not even gold or silver. It's going to be data.
But if Trump gets this idea of the difference between a Hamiltonian, LaRouchean credit system and a Wall Street swindle, if he gets that and goes with that with determination, then the criminals, the oligarchs who were behind Bush and Obama will be finished as a power.
Yeah, see, they can be hired, but they need control budgets like the F-735 budget and the procurement methodology. The procurement methodology has to have this complete step change, just like he wants to set term limits for Congress people, Congress critters. I mean, we got term limits for presidents. Thank God Obama couldn't run for a third term because another term would finish off America. But the same thing with we call lifer Congress people, Congress critters, I call them.
But, Bill, you know, the reason I'm not for that is very simple. If we have an active population, we have term limits. It's called an election every 2 years for the House.
Right.
And if you actually do the kinds of programs you and I were just discussing with infrastructure, with the Hamiltonian credit system, you take the power away from the private interests, you're going to have an activation of American creativity and ingenuity and determination not to ever fall again.
Well, didn't they do that when they built the Hoover Dam and when they built the superstructure of the roadways across America 50-some years ago? I mean, we've already done it. I mean, why don't we learn from what we've already done?
There's no reason we couldn't do that. And the only reason is it's not the power of the oligarchs. It's that they've created an invisible fence in the minds of most people that have convinced them you can't get positive
change. This is one thing that Trump brings to this table. When he builds a building or that rink in New York City that's under budget in only 3 or 4 months, and they couldn't do it in 12 years, that philosophy and that attitude means he's going to easily start walking the walk of LaRouche and the idea of a Hamiltonian system where infrastructure and bond setups, and then you can hire these different companies, but you're going to keep a sharp pencil to make sure they don't gouge you or the public for building things at 2 and 3 times the cost they should be, and does it under budget and before time, before the so-called expected completion date, so we have top-notch airports, fancy roadways, roadways, for example, allow for the eventuality of what we call smart highways that can not only take a vehicle off the road if somebody's driving dangerously, I've proposed this over the past 25 years working in an emergency department, every vehicle should have a smart override of the vehicle. If you're overtired, if you're drunk, if you're having a stroke or a heart attack, or if you just have an autonomous vehicle, all of our highways should be smart highways. You know, it just makes sense. You lose 50,000 people a year because of death.
And we can do these things if we get rid of our pessimism.
Exactly. It's all a matter of attitude, And it's not a matter that we can't do it. We can.
All right. Till next week, Bill.
Thank you. Happy New Year, too.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. Lots of new announcements for you. That's midnight tonight, Wednesday. We have the 7 for Heaven sale for our New Year's, 29th of December. Rates, that's midnight tonight. Rates through to midnight on the 3rd of January. A couple new announcements. We have the new videos that are coming out on all of the products. I'm bringing all new videos on all of our products that are going to be put up in high definition. They'll be available on live stream, YouTube, Vimeo, and the Deagle Network, which will be broadcasting in every platform in English on the planet. We're also putting up new protocols and videos on all the new protocols updated. I've put up about half a dozen so far. You'll see protocols, for example, some of the latest ones that I've posted up in the last few days are the cancer recovery protocol and video, detoxification of heavy metals and chemicals, hypertension protocols, insomnia and sleep induction and maintenance, muscle and pain relief protocol, pain reduction, musculoskeletal generators, and of course we have new ones that are in the life extension protocol that'll be posted up after the show today in high definition video, and they're all free. Now you can obtain a email consultation free, F-R-E-E, anytime. You just email me. If you're a regular customer and you are recent, which means you're not distant, You can request from Michelle to get access to the wellness conditions to have full access, but all of the wellness protocols that I'm posting up in video are all free. So if you find a condition, there's only a small number so far, but over the next few months, you'll see probably up to several hundred protocols eventually over next year that'll be posted up in video. And they're timestamped, so if you look at the wellness conditions and you have access now, and they're more than 6 months to a year, I would recommend that you just email me. I'll do an update on the wellness protocol. I'll send you the link and the video so you can actually see that. It's only when I have to review medical records to do what I call a full medical or medical legal consultation that I charge for my time, $150 per half hour. Those consultation fees do apply if you do a QRMA or a metapathia scan, because it's a full quantum and medical review consultation, reviewing everything from labs, reports, surgery reports, MRI scans, 23andMe and Prometheus, organic acids, and functional medicine testing like Genova Labs, Doctors Data, other laboratories like Dunwoody Labs, etc. So those are available. So do take advantage of that. And if you're a health professional and want to be trained, we do case by case. You send me their case. I charge for my time to do the case review of the records, and you can learn how to do what we call functional medicine, which is a whole new expanding specialty. It does combine surgery. I'm a surgeon. I've done extra training in every kind of surgery, including orthopedics and plastics, trauma, burn unit. I'm an internist and a family doctor, pediatrician. I've worked in military with occupational medicine, been a director in the city of Denver and in Pekin, Illinois. And in terms of occupational toxicology, working around military, special ops, Delta Force, etc. So I have a broad range of experience. I'm certified as a medical legal expert in every specialty, so I'm available for that as well. But if you want a free consultation, all you have to do is email me. Just email and say, hey, I got this or that problem. What do I take, doc? I'll email you back. And I'm doing new videos, so you'll have a nice video you can watch as well that can explain a little bit more details. These are also for health professionals. I include research articles and background literature, cutting-edge information. So, for example, if you look at the research on cancer, going back to the 1931 Nobel Prize in Medicine and the theory about hypoxic anaerobic metabolism, you'll understand why our nutraceuticals are so effective to fight cancer. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two, our Health and Wellness Hour. Hopefully we'll track down Tim Alexander, who only had a half hour yesterday. We'll do much more analysis of world news. Coming up tomorrow, Leo Zagami, hour one.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.